I woke up this morning and you just get hit sometimes with so much bad news at one time. It almost makes you want to just like go back to sleep. I mean, I woke up and, you know, started to get going. And then you've got pretty quickly the grim economic numbers. You got the president talking about delaying the election. Then you've got the highest single day death total for the state of Florida yet, breaking another record 3 days in a row now. We've broken death toll records here in the state. Herman Cain dies from COVID-19. I mean, it's just like one thing after another, nonstop. I mean, there's hardly any good news today. Like, none that I mean, aside from the storm starting to shift to the east.
Yes, that's very good.
That's
news.
Basically the best news that we have so far. And then my Amazon package arrives, and I think, oh, a bright spot in this dark, grim day.
Okay, so let me just get this straight for our listeners. So the dark, grim day that you're describing has nothing personally to do with you.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Like, okay. No, it's, but you know, being in this business, dealing with this day in and day out, it weighs on you sometimes, you know, like I'm frustrated. I know how many of our listeners are suffering economically right now. The Senate, they adjourned until Monday afternoon. No action on a coronavirus relief package. Federal unemployment benefits expire tomorrow. So much uncertainty for those people. Who knows what they're going through right now. So I feel all of that. And it was just one of those days where the national news, the state news, the local news is just weighing on me. And I also think, you know, by Thursday, let's be honest, it's a lot. Like each week. So by Thursday, you're already kind of worn down from all the news that we've had to cover. So I get my Amazon package. I'm like, oh, at least something is going right. And do you ever see these lists that different websites post, like BuzzFeed will do it or Mashable will do it? It'll be like 50 items that will change your life that you didn't know you needed.
I see them. I never click on them.
Oh, I always click on them. I love them. That's one of my favorite things to look at. I always go on. I like to see the different things. What don't I know about that's out there that could be super cool and make my life easier? I always go on and check all of that out, especially when it's like their electronic devices and things. I love that stuff. One of my favorite things to look at. So I recently went on one of those lists, and there was some good stuff, some nonsense that just wouldn't work for me. But I did find one thing that I thought, you know what? This solves a frustrating problem. You know those hard plastic packages that there's like no way to pry them open? They're just sealed shut and you got to take the scissors and you're sitting there trying to crack this thing open and it's hard to get. And then sometimes the plastic is so hard, then you got the sharp edges and you wind up cutting yourself. It's a whole mess. And by the time it's done, I don't even want the product that I bought. I'm just done with the whole thing.
You mean like those ones where like your headphones come in or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get them open.
I just never understood that.
I drives me insane. So when I'm on this list, on I think it was Mashable that had it, there are these kind of like scissors, almost like a razor scissors, whatever, and they're specifically made to cut open those kinds of packages.
Okay.
So I thought, you know what? This is a small thing. It's not a big deal, but it's not expensive, and it just takes the aggravation out of one tiny aspect of life. That's the kind of stuff I love. Whatever makes it easier. So I get this product, and Amazon's two-day shipping, boom, comes today. I'm showing you the product in the camera. Do you see the problem? Do you see the problem?
That's awesome.
Do you see why I'm pissed off? The device that is supposed to help with those plastic packages you can't get open, is in a plastic package you can't get open. What jackass came up with that idea?
That is hysterical.
I mean, it shows, look at the front. It shows the person, they're biting the hard plastic to get something open. They're clearly frustrated. They can't do it. It's in that kind of package. What the hell?
Are you going to send
it? You got to be kidding me. There is whoever made that decision, there's no way they didn't see the irony. They just wanted to troll everybody. That has to be the case. Has to.
That's ingenious.
They said, you know what? We've got a great product here. People are going to love this. But instead of making it easy for them, because their life's going to be a lot easier after they get it, once they use it, they're not going to have to mess with the hard plastic anymore. Let's put it in hard plastic. I bet you there's somebody at whatever this company is, OpenX, I guess is what it's called, the amazing OpenX.
I think they're mocking people like you that actually bought the product and spent the money, and they're making a fortune off of it.
Oh, you know what? It says, I didn't even see this till just now. It says on the back, I think you're right. It says, note, this will be the last plastic package you will struggle to open. Jerks.
You totally got punked.
I totally did. I bet you there's somebody at my OpenX who sits there, and every time an order comes in, they like have the order tally and they just laugh. Like,
yes.
That person's going to be.
That's brilliant.
Frustrated. It's got a front tip, a slide blade, a retractable button, a piercing blade, and a cutting edge. So it's got like all the things you're supposed to need to get this exact kind of package open. But first I have to get this open. As seen on TV. Have you seen?
No, I didn't even know that existed.
No, I didn't either. But yeah, I didn't see that note, honestly, till just now.
And in my head, I'm thinking that's the obvious reason why they did it, because they're thinking some poor schmuck like you that is aggravated by plastic containers. How much was that?
You know, I think it was under $10. It was okay. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was cheap. Otherwise, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't buy so many products that come in that kind of packaging that, you know, I'm going to spend a fortune on something just to open it. But that it was the combination of it's not real expensive and it'll come in 2 days. And why not? You know, let me just get it. And then I'm sure there will be a day where I'll have purchased something and I'll say to myself, oh, thank God I got those. The open X thing, because now I don't have to struggle with this package. But if I had known, and this was one of those things too, usually I read the reviews on Amazon, but it was on this list and I looked at the stars and it had, I think like four and a half stars. So and it was a lot of reviews. You know, if something's got like 4 stars and there's 300 reviews, I got to look and see. If there's something with 4 or 5 stars and it's got 5,000 reviews, then generally I feel like it's safe to assume it's a pretty good product. So this one had a lot of good reviews, and I didn't even bother to read. I'm sure, you know, I'll have to go on and check it out later. I didn't have time today, but I'm sure there are reviews that say, hey, just a heads up, it's coming in hard plastic.
That is.
And if there aren't, I will make sure that I put a review on Amazon letting everybody know of the frustration they're going to be in for once they receive this purchase.
That's fantastic. But in the grand scheme of things, I just want to point out that if that's the worst thing that happened to you today, then you need to be grateful.
You don't understand. Like
your struggle.
Yes, the struggle is real.